This is the New Talk, the Bob Davis Podcast. Podcast 542 is going to be a podcast about something I have never done. A podcast I have promised, a podcast I'm actually really, really excited about doing, and that is a podcast about music in podcast 542. So what do you do for exercise? I practice yoga, and I do it in these crowded rooms of over 100 degrees with high humidity. You end up sweating a lot. You can easily get dehydrated, even if you drink a lot of water. Now, I used to get sore. I thought soreness went with the territory, and then I found Hydrus, and Hydrus transformed my yoga practice. It helps me take it to the edge. It doesn't matter whether you cycle, do CrossFit, lift, or do competitive sports. Hydrus will make a huge difference. What is it? It's a high-performance beverage that does not use sugar. It uses exclusive nanosome technology to deliver critical electrolytes into your system with unrivaled speed and effectiveness so your muscles get hydrated fast. That is why it helps you take it to the edge. It's worked for me. It'll work for you. Join the performance hydration revolution. Visit HydrusPerformance.com. That's H-Y-D-R-U-S, HydrusPerformance.com. Okay, so this is a podcast I've never done. I've never done a podcast about music, and I've been threatening to do this, and I've really been excited about doing this for a while. So I got some banging good coffee, and this is going to be a great midweek podcast for people who are overwhelmed with the news or are sick of it, because music has a way of transporting us from one place to another. It does for me all the time. I don't listen to music a lot. I'm going to explain my orientation regarding music in a second, but I have, first of all, a love of soundtracks, and so I'll be talking over a lot of soundtracks, and if I see a good movie, I'll take the soundtrack, and I'll go to iTunes and buy the soundtrack and use it in the podcasts. And no, I'm not going to tell you what this music is from. Maybe you can figure it out, and good for you if you do. Some of these songs that I'm going to play in this podcast, you'll know. Some you won't. Some I'll tell you what they are. Some I won't. Okay, so my orientation when it comes to music, since I was 12, is radio. And I don't mean listening to the radio. I mean being on the radio and working inside the radio station. So since I was 12 years old, and I started high school and I was 12, and we had a high school radio station, my orientation and view of music is basically records spinning around on turntables, or tapes rolling, or people playing songs or introducing songs on the radio. And my orientation to music was all music radio. So when I quit doing music radio back in 1999, it was like working in a chocolate factory. I literally stopped listening to music, and I stopped listening to the radio right around Sheryl Crow. And it wasn't because of Sheryl Crow. I just was, I'd had it up to here with music radio, and I just wasn't interested. And then when I started doing talk radio, my orientation to music was, can I use it as a bumper? And a lot of people who listen to me at KSDP in Minneapolis and St. Paul, or St. Paul in Minneapolis, because it is KSDP means St. Paul, they thought I was really into metal, because I love to play metal bumpers. And the reason I played metal bumpers was, at that time, that was back in 2000, all of these talk show guys played classic rock. So they opened their shows with The Pretenders or The Stones, and they thought that was really cool. And I wanted to find really edgy, brand new music that nobody was using. And neither Kodiak, who was my producer, or myself really listened to that music. We just found some CDs. In fact, we knew this waitress at Little T's. who gave us a whole box of like weird metal stuff, and we used that, and neither one of us really listened to that music. So, but we used it for bumpers, and I really got into it as bumpers. And a lot of people think that I drive around in my car listening to Metallica and stuff, and I never did. So I'm going to take you on a little tour through my iTunes. And I want you to understand, so when I got my first Mac, I started in with iTunes. Somebody gave me an iPod, and I started in with iTunes. And my idea with iTunes was, well, this is, I can create my own radio station. I can have my own radio station that people could listen to, and it's going to be great. And so I started with my music, which really is classic rock music, but also 60s soul and 60s top 40 and 70s music, and then all of these soundtracks. And as time has gone on, once I started podcasting, I started using the music in the podcast. So this is all over the place. My iTunes is crazy. Like, if you sat at my house and listened to my iTunes just play, you'd laugh, because it goes from Zeppelin to, you know, Miles Davis. It's all over the place because I've used these different songs in different podcasts for different reasons. And so it's all over the place. Word to the wise, the thing about iTunes, if you use a bunch of different types of songs, it will sound a lot better. And it really wants a wide variety of music so that it can mix it, and it has protocols and algorithms for mixing music so it can sound good. Anyway, iTunes is very personal. So if you listen to iTunes and then you go over to somebody's house and listen to their iTunes, it's a whole different thing. So we've been listening to some of the soundtracks that I like, and now I'm going to start piecing through my iTunes and playing some songs for you. And that's basically all we're going to do in this podcast. And I'll tell you the story behind the song and why I like it, and we'll go from there. So this is as good a place as any to start. I love the blues. And, you know, for me, classic rock starts with the blues and goes back to Mark Griffith's basement, where we would listen to John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parker Pond. I'm sitting over here on Parker Pond. I'm sitting over here on Parker Pond. Ain't never done no man no harm.
I'm from that kind in lymphosac. A 12-gauge shotgun at my back.
I mean, I could do a whole podcast on blues alone, especially when we got Chicago's Howlin' Wolf to play. Now, as a little kid, of course, I listened to Top 40 radio, and I listened to AM Top 40, and the first, you know, when I was 10, 11, and 12, and the first FM stations that I thought were super cool when I was 12, 13, 14. But in high school, we didn't listen to the same music everybody else listened to. We listened to blues, we listened to jazz, we listened to all this stuff in addition to the stuff everybody else listened to. So my high school years were different, again, because of this orientation of looking out from the window of the radio station on the rest of the world, and we thought, we'll be really cool and play blues music, and that's what it's going to be all about. But I, you know, there's some top 40 music I like, too. And although they had top 40 hits, in keeping with the blues theme, I can never forget the first time. For a lot of people, the first time they heard the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour or something blew their mind. Cream blew my mind.
I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of weeping, I'm tired of moaning, I'm tired of crying for you. I'm so glad.
Now, as a kid, I was raised on Top 40 Radio, AM Top 40 Radio, and this is what it sounded like almost all the time. This is one of the best songs from the 60s, Alive and Kicking. You know, it was hours and hours and hours of just good times listening to AM Top 40 Radio. And, you know, you go from songs like that to, you know, another huge hit from the early 70s, Gwen McCrae. To me, this just screams Chicago. You know, one of my greatest memories is sitting on the front porch on the steps of my house back in Chicago on hot summer nights, just listening to the radio all night. And as long as we're doing the whole Motown pop thing, we got to do the Temptations, because this was such an amazing song at the time, Ball of Confusion.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin. Run, run. Run, but you sure can't hide. And I, boy, and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, diminution.
You know, the conventional wisdom is that country music is the kind of music that tells stories, but for me, this kind of music, soul music, tells stories. And when I hear these songs, it makes me think of going downtown to sneak into radio stations when we'd get on the train, and, you know, it'd be usually a cold February or January day with the water coming up on Lakeshore Drive and those gritty old CTA trains and garbage in the streets and everything else, that nitty-gritty northern city kind of feel. So these songs speak to me.
What they do, they smile in your face.
Well, I'm sure you know by now, xgovernmentcars.com has sponsored the Bob Davis podcast for years. They are the people that got me Mobile Podcast Command, and I love it, and I can't recommend xgovernmentcars.com enough to people. They are Minnesota's only dealer specializing in one-owner, professionally maintained government fleet cars, trucks, and SUVs. They've got the V8 Impalas, the Dodge Chargers, the Ford Crown Vicks while they last, Ford SUVs, Ford Police Sedans, Expeditions, Yukons, work trucks. If you need need a new car, you need a loan. If you have a job, you're approved. And they pay the highest values every day without all the bull for trades. Don't forget the 3-day love it guarantee exclusively at X Government Cars. So get your butt down to X Government Cars, now open in Golden Valley, Minnesota at 2420 Nevada Avenue North, 763-777-7777-763-777-8782, xgovernmentcars.com. Now, this is not supposed to be chronological, so I'm going to be jumping around and playing some different kinds of stuff, but, you know, here's another song that's really kind of seminal for me, and it's a Lou Reed song. But what's cool about it is it talks about AM radio. So it's a perfect segue from what we were talking about to what we're going to talk about.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station. You know, she don't believe.
And, you know, for me, rock and roll, you know, it came through the radio, and I lived it through the radio, and it was what it was all about through the radio. And I've got so many tunes here that come from sort of that classic rock era, that sort of that first, that sort of handover from AM Top 40 to FM when everybody got heavy and the music got heavy, and, you know, I'll never be able to play it all. So what I'm going to do is just a quick little montage of some of my favorite songs from that era, and then I'll start playing some 90s and some new stuff. realized that this could go on for hours. I mean, I've got so many tunes, and I'm not going to play all of the classic rock tunes that I've got because it's nuts. Because that was the original intention with this whole iTunes thing. I was going to have this great classic rock station. But my interest in music have expanded, partially because of my kid, because I got into trance music with my kids. So we're going to shift gears and start playing some completely different music. And I'm going to do that by maybe doing a little bit of a montage of some of the music that kind of transitioned us from that classic rock era into today. So what happened with me was that I lived in Minneapolis and my son lived in Chicago. And so when I was first working at KSDP, I only worked 4 days a week and I would go down to Chicago for 4 days. So I would go down to Chicago Thursday night and drive, all night and get there on Friday morning and stay until Monday night and then drive back Monday night to be on the radio Tuesday or something. I don't remember. And I found satellite radio, and I found these sort of chill and these trance stations. And I kind of made the transition from what I was used to listening to, which is kind of classic rock, to this new stuff, which was, for me, it was like going into a tunnel, and I would come out in Chicago, and I would start listening to, and I would go back and forth between the trance stations and the chill station on satellite radio. And so again, it was the radio that kind of led me to a different kind of music. And then, of course, my kid was listening to that stuff at the same time. So there's a whole bunch more classic rock and folk music I could play, but we don't have a lot of time left. So I just want to throw out some of this trance music for you before the end of the podcast. Nothing counts. Thank you. And I have to tell you, some people don't like this if they're older, but I go nuts. I think this is the greatest music in years, and I love it. And between this and yoga, I hear this everywhere. I hear all this new kind of top 40 music and trance music, which comes not from the radio, but from podcasts and from satellite radio and from all these different sources.
She got cherry lips, angel eyes. She knows exactly how to tantalize. She's out to get you, danger by design. Cold-blooded vixen, she don't compromise. She's something mystical and colored lights. So far from typical, but take my advice. Before you play with fire, do think twice. And if you get burned, don't be surprised. Lifted, drifting higher than the ceiling. Hey, ooh, baby, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted.
You know, you hear people say, well, this new music has no soul and it doesn't have any feeling, which is ridiculous because some of it is incredibly emotional. And there's far too much of it for me to play because I have a lot of it now in my iTunes. Well, as you know, I really like to keep my podcasts at about 30 minutes, so I guess I'm going to have to do another music podcast, and that means I'm going to have to play, you know, blues music from the 30s and the 20s, and big band music from the 40s and the 50s, and a bunch of this kind of chill music like Quantic that I have that I love, and Frank Sinatra and the Beatles and tons of other stuff. So there's just not enough time to play all the music from my iTunes, but I thought I'd give you a little sample just for fun. And next time I want to take a break from the headlines of the day because it's weird, I'll do another music podcast, but it's going to be a while because I don't want to overdo it. So, you know, sorry I didn't get to Amy Mann and I didn't get to the Counting Crows and I didn't get to a bunch of stuff from the 90s, and I could go on and on, but we'll leave some stuff on the table to come back to on a cold winter night when we're tired of talking about all the crazy stuff going on in the world. Don't forget xgovernmentcars.com. If you need a car and you are employed, you can get a loan. If you got a job, you're good to go. You're approved. And don't forget, they pay the highest values every day without all the bull, and they've got all the great cars. They got Ford Police sedans. They've got Ford Police SUVs, Yukons, Expeditions, Crown Vics while they last. They got the Chevy Impala V8s and more. xgovernmentcars.com, now open at 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley. And I love my Hydrus. I gotta say, Hydrus, doesn't matter what kind of exercise you do, even if it's just walking, if you talk a lot, if you are on your feet a lot, Hydrus makes a huge difference because it gets you hydrated really, really fast. Check out HydrusPerformance.com for more information. Hydrus, HydrusPerformance.com. Find out what CrossFit athletes and power lifters and wrestlers and runners are using to stay hydrated and take it to the edge. HydrusPerformance.com. If you're a pilot, you know it's all about lift. That is what keeps the airplane in the air. And if you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. It's a visual indicator of the amount of lift you have, your angle of attack, when you make that final turn to land or when you're maneuvering. Bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives, and their visual representation, their visual display, is the best in the business. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more info about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcasts.com. See, now I'm starting to think about all the songs I should have played. I should have played some Amy Winehouse. You know, I should have played... It's crazy. I should have played my Faith Evans song. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com, and thanks for liking, sharing, and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter, and for your donations for Mobile Podcast Command at thebobdavispodcast.com. Thanks for listening to this crazy music podcast, Podcast 542.